MG has a piece of advice. Never operate heavy machinery while listening to the Rush Hour Catch-Up podcast. For the right advice and over 90,000 products, head to Kennards Hire. Kennards.com.au.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Liam Flanagan here. It's good to be back, and it's great to have you back, MG.
Fantastic to be back. I must confess that I did miss you, but I did had a lot of relaxation and rejuvenation while I was off.
Are you feeling fresh and ready to roll?
Oh, man, after that test match on Saturday night, test match footy is alive again.
Yeah, we got to talk about that, because Mal Meninga's first ever loss as the coach of the Kangaroos on Saturday night against New Zealand.
They played really well. They played spirited, the Kiwis, and we'll talk about it later. But would you believe on Saturday night, I'll tell you some place I went, and you won't believe where I went.
Okay.
Where'd
you go?
I went to a place called the Diggers Club at the entrance for the Central Coast Referees Association presentation. I was their guest of honour.
You were celebrated by referees.
Yes. And would you believe, in my year at your minor in 1994, in that infamous jump the rope
still
and chase the spectator, the referee on that particular night and the touch judge on that particular day were there at this night. And
how'd you get that gig?
Through LinkedIn.
Hold on. I don't know what I believe less, the fact that you were a guest of honour for the referees or that you've got a LinkedIn profile.
Oh, LinkedIn's good, man. Check it out. better than your MySpace.
A big weekend of sport to sift through tonight. 6:15, the boss of the Central Coast Mariners, Sean Millerkamp, will join us to tell us if Usain Bolt's first ever goals as a professional footballer will earn him a contract for the A-League season. It starts this weekend. You're going to tell us what the Kangaroos need to fix ahead of the game against Tonga this weekend, just after 6:30. MG, we've got courtside seats to give away for the Sydney Kings tonight. Wow. And if you've ever thought about doing a Tough Mudder race, MG, we're putting a team together.
We are.
You and me. Yep. All the information, 6:45 tonight.
So all this week we're going to give away an entry, and you can bring a mate with you as well. So 10 people are going to join us.
I said we'll give the details later on. 6:45, we'll give the details.
Okay.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the Catch Up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Central Coast Mariners boss Sean Millerkamp will join us in 10 minutes to tell us if Usain Bolt will be getting a full-time contract for the A-League season that starts this weekend. And your chance to win courtside seats to the Sydney Kings coming up just after 6:20. Mark Geyer back in the house, refreshed, ready to roll.
Mm-hmm.
Last week while you were away, Brent Reid from Triple M NRL and The Australian, he was on discussing the coaching vacancies.
Yes.
That are still ongoing in the air.
You know, nothing is surprising these days, honestly.
Despite the fact that preseason is probably not far away from kicking off. And this is what he had to say about the Manly vacancy.
This is going to sound really left field, but I wouldn't put a line through Des Hasler.
Is that left field? Yes. Surprising? Yes. But in the current climate, is it a shock? No.
Well, let's bring that man in.
Reedy. You've got mail.
It's time.
You have mail.
For Reedy's mail.
Well done, Reedy.
Brent Reid from Triple M NRL, you are the best in the business for a reason. It looks as though your mail from last week was spot on in regards to Dez going back to Brookie.
Yeah, look, I mean, there was a whisper going around on late last week about this, and then Friday, obviously, it sort of came out that the club's been talking to him. Dez got back from overseas on Sunday. I spoke to Dez this afternoon. He said he's actually going home today to weigh up the pros and cons of what's on the table for Manly. Made it very clear he wants to coach in the NRL again. We wait and see, and I suspect, look, you know, I think it's going to happen. I get the feeling it's going to happen. I think Dez thinks it's a pretty good fit, so I'd expect it to happen pretty quickly from here.
Oh, that's amazing, isn't it, Rugby League?
It's an amazing story.
Unbelievable. I suppose the first thing that comes to mind is, okay, where does that leave both Trent Barrett and John Cartwright?
Well, I'm not sure where it leaves Trent. I mean, you know, obviously they'll try and negotiate a settlement. They've been trying to do that for a while. But, you know, I think Trent Barrett's basically in limbo now. In terms of John Cartwright, again, I'm not sure on that front either whether Des will want to bring in his own staff or not. But, you know, I can't imagine Manly want to pay out two coaches. And they'd have to do that with John and Trent if they let them both go. So, I wouldn't surprise me if John Cartwright's a part of Des' staff. Look, I've got to say there's a couple of other coaches in the mix as well. Obviously, John's still in the mix if Dez doesn't take that job. And there's another name floating around, some suggestions. Jason Demetriou is in the mix as well there. But Dez is certainly the favourite for that job. And I'd imagine that John Cartwright would stay on his staff. It's whether John wants to. I mean, John might be offended by the fact he's been overlooked as well. That's another thing we've got to consider.
When do you expect an announcement, Reedy?
Look, I reckon probably later this week's a chance. I don't know if it'll be in the next couple of days, but certainly towards the end of this week, it wouldn't surprise me if we have something. You know, the only thing in the way here is that there's a late hurdle, and I can't see that happening. So next, maybe towards the end of the week, we might have something, and Des Hazard might be back.
MJ, question for you. Why does this club have to have one of its own in charge? Why always the need for Manly blood or Manly, you know, previous experience in their coach?
That's a bloody good question. You look at their history and all the way back to the, you know, the early 50s and 60s when they come in the late 40s, I believe, already. And it seems to be they have their success when they have one of their own, even with Ron Willie and Bob Fulton and Tuvey and Hasler. And an outsider just doesn't seem to work.
Yeah, you're right, MG. I mean, I drove past the Brookie Hotel yesterday and the sign's still up, bring back two. So, you know, they just want their own up here, and they're not going to get Jeff Tuvey, but Dez is one of theirs. And the feedback I've had so far is, you know, if they couldn't get Jeff Tuvey, Dez is the man they want. You know, he's a great coach. If you remember, you know, the Dez Hasler before that last year at Canterbury, we were talking about Dez along with Craig Bellamy and Wayne Bennett as the best coaches in the game. You don't lose that overnight. So I think he can have success under the right circumstances. And I know he likes the roster there. Talking to him today, he thinks it's a pretty good roster.
Yeah, I'm with you too. I tend to believe now that Dez has had his opportunity at both Manly and Canterbury with total autonomy, I think some of that autonomy taken off him might make him a better player, not a better player, a better coach, and maybe a better person because of it. It might make him relax a lot more. Okay, what about the players? What about the Turbo brothers? What about DCE? What are their thoughts on Dez Hasler?
Well, obviously, DCE spoke at the weekend after the game over in New Zealand and seemed pretty positive about Dez getting the job. I mean, you know, Tommy Trbojevic, Dez tried to get him to Canterbury a few years back. So, you know, obviously, he's a fan of his. I mean, who wouldn't be a fan of Jake? So, I mean, there's no doubt Dez will look to build a club around those three guys. And I can't imagine they'd be upset with Dez Hasler getting the job, to be honest. I mean, the Trbojevic brothers would have grown up with Dez as the coach at Manly. And they probably looked up to Dez. So, you know, I can't imagine those blokes would be upset about it. I think it would go down pretty well with the playing group.
So, Reedy, has Dez spoken directly to Manly, or is it still in the hands of his manager at the moment?
Well, he only got back last night from overseas. I think he was in Europe. So I'm not sure he's spoken directly to Manly, but he's obviously spoken to the Pens because they've mended that bridge. So I'd say there's been some conversations there. But today was just a meeting with his manager, and I think I'm not sure whether Manly were on the phone when it happened, but they weren't at the meeting per se. So, you know, I think it's just a matter of Dez deciding whether he wants to take the job or not at the moment, whether he's happy with the conditions, and I'd imagine he would be. And, you know, one of the most left field appointments of all time will come.
Well,
can you imagine?
You saw it, mate. Your crystal balls were good. They were glistening.
Can you imagine if Dez goes back to Manly and Wayne Bennett goes to West Tigers? Oh. Can you imagine that 6 months ago, that scenario? It'd be remarkable.
I, for one, am welcome back Dez Hasler to Manly because it's the best head of hair in the business.
Oh, they're flowing locks.
It's outstanding.
I toured with Dez Hasler in 1990, and a better bloke you'd never meet.
His hair's gone one way, yours has gone the other.
Yeah, I think, like Reedy said, if they can't get Tuvey with that Manly blood running through their veins, who's next best? Dezzy Hasler.
Beautiful. Brent Reed, you're onto it before everybody else. We look forward to keeping you keeping us posted on the West Tigers coaching position.
Penrith.
What's happening with Penrith? Is Jared Hayne going to be there? We've run out of time to answer all those questions, but we'll speak to you again very soon. Brent Reed from the Australian part of the Triple M NRL team. It is very exciting to the prospect of Dez Hasler returning as well, because at the moment, Ricky Stewart is a clear leader in terms of press conference blow-ups.
We need Dez back purely for his press conferences.
Absolutely.
What was that famous one?
Poor.
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 Very poor. I'm going to start working on a Dez Hasler impersonation.
Mate, he knows where you live, don't forget.
MG, Madge McGuire got brought up in that chat there with Reedy. I want to get your thoughts on him just after 6:30, because the performance by that New Zealand team on the weekend...
Well, let's put it this way. His credentials have just gone up a bit.
Couple of extra zeros on the contract,
well,
too.
Well, at least one.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, the boss of the Central Coast Mariners will tell us if Usain Bolt's two goals are enough to get him a full-time contract for the A-League.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Coming up very shortly, your chance to win courtside seats to the Sydney Kings. Courtside, MG. It's the only place you want to sit.
Oh, it's fantastic. It really is.
They had a loss on the weekend, but still, yeah, courtside.
It's a hiccup.
It's going to be big. We do the Rush Hour thanks to our friends at Kennards Hire with over 90,000 products, brilliant service and advice, and they've got over 170 branches, which means there's one within spitting distance of wherever you are. Kennards Hire has got what it takes to make your job easy. Check out kennards.com.au, MG.
Because remember, Kennards makes the job easy.
You're just trying to get a voiceover gig, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
MG, MG, one of the big moments from the weekend of sport.
Usain Bolt now brings it down and hits it, and the Jamaican juggernaut scores his first goal.
It takes all the weight off your shoulders. You know what I mean? That first goal to relax you. When scoring, it was just a great feeling. I was happy about it, and it took a weight off my shoulders.
The Jamaican juggernaut.
Yeah, that's good.
I love it. Brenton Speed, was that Brenton Speed?
I imagine it was. Yeah. It would have been on Fox Sports. Yeah, Speedy would have been calling.
JJ, the Jamaican juggernaut.
What'd you make of the...
Oh, look, he
scored a brace.
Yeah, you know what? I just think it's been... He's taken the A-League global. You know, whatever the naysayers say about Usain Bolt, it's spiked everybody's interest in the A-League, whether you like it or not. It's he's been fantastic for the sport.
And look, it was against a club side, against a lesser opposition than he might normally face in the A-League, but he was asked in that press conference post-match about what this meant for his standing at the Central Coast Mariners in terms of a contract.
Well, all I can do is just do what I came out here to prove myself. All I can do, they've seen me in training. They've seen what I'm capable of. So now they need to analyze and say, all right, is he good enough for this club? And they'll determine that. I just did what I had to do, and that's as far as I can go.
He did. And somebody would be a very silly man not to sign him.
I love the way he speaks. And he was very diplomatic there. But one man who I imagine is probably going to be just as diplomatic joins us on the phone now. He is the CEO of the Central Coast Mariners, Sean Millerkamp. Sean, play it straight with us. Is Usain Bolt going to sign a contract
to
play for the Mariners this season in the A-League?
Oh, that's a great question, and I must sound like a politician right now. So I can either do the cliche answers, you know, we'll take it one game at a time, or it's a game of two halves. As much as I'd love to give a breaking exclusive there, there's probably not much I can really disclose at this stage.
Sean, explain the difference between Usain's first foray on the field compared to the second game, and what was the overwhelming reaction like after he'd scored two goals?
Yeah, look, the energy out there at Campbelltown was fantastic. We had Johnny Scandalis out there, which was which was brilliant, being the mayor of Campbelltown that he is. And the biggest difference, really, which was pretty clear for everyone, was that it was a dramatic increase in fitness levels for Usain over what is still a short period of time when it comes to athletic training. You know, for him to last 75 minutes was brilliant. And even though the second goal was nothing more than a tap-in, the reality was is that he was fit enough to be in the right place.
Yep.
At the right time after a very long stint on the field. So there were some really dramatic improvements there for Usain, and it was really obvious to see that there are some real strengths and weapons that he's got out of the pitch.
Sean, the A-League officially launched this morning. The A-League and the W-League both launched this morning. Your first game this Sunday against Brisbane Roar at Suncorp Stadium up in Brisbane. Tell me, how does it work? Is Usain allowed to continue training with the Central Coast Mariners once the season gets underway, even if he doesn't sign an official contract?
Yeah, that's why we've had this current indefinite training period component, and that's not unusual. There's often plenty of players that are in this situation, so that can continue for as long as anyone likes. Until there's an official playing contract, he won't be eligible for selection.
I just keep going back to that announcement when the Central Coast Mariners announced that Usain Bolt was coming to the A-League. We all kind of had a bit of a snigger and went, oh, yeah, okay. But then he played a game. Then he played another game and scored a couple of goals. Now we're getting our best female player, Sam Kerr, saying that he's making ripples overseas. People are talking about the Mariners overseas. So whichever way you look at it, the experiment has dead set worked.
Yeah, look, you know, we're back page of the Scottish newspapers.
Oh, to be sure.
you know, and so it's definitely a global story. We've got plenty of people around the world that are regularly contacting us. And what's very clear is it's probably a bigger story overseas than it is locally. You know, here on the Central Coast, it's been so laid back and cruisy, and everyone's sort of, you know, familiar with seeing Usain as he, you know, might pop down the shops and do a bit of groceries, and everyone's sort of seen it. So he's become part of the community here. And for him to be able to showcase, you know, what was a tremendous first goal there and back it up with a second was generally global news. And literally we are saying that, you know, Ross McCormack from Aston Villa, you know, gave the assist to Usain Bolt. I can't believe I'm saying those words compared to...
Well, I was up at the... And this is a shock horror moment for you when you hear what I did on Saturday night. I went to a referee's presentation. Oh, Central Coast, the Central Coast Referees Association. I was their guest at the diggers at the entrance, and there's one young kid there who relayed a story about how he works at the local Domino's Pizza, and I think it was the same kid who was in the paper this morning, but he said that Usain dropped in late one night through the week and got a pizza and just got a photo with him. He was just the best bloke you'll ever meet.
I'll tell you what, those referees must have been absolutely
here we go.
Very nervous. You were there coming in, so
I think it was the other way around, actually, Sean. I think they boarded up the doors and they were looking to get a bit of retribution for the years of abuse from the big fella.
They are scary, those refs, sometimes.
A lot of them relayed stories when I played for your minor up there, which was scary. So I said, I can't remember that. How can you remember it?
There is one very big story about you jumping a fence, running, chasing some bloke up a hill there at your minor. That's folklore up here.
That's the one.
Sean, as we said, you kick off the season this Sunday against the Brisbane Roar up at Suncorp Stadium. The following weekend, though, you get your first home game for the season, taking on Melbourne City, which will be a fantastic game. That one's at Central Coast Stadium. Sean, we look forward to the development of the Usain Bolt story. We wish all the best to the Central Coast Mariners for the upcoming A-League season, which has launched officially today. And we also look forward to you putting in the call to this show to break the exclusive here when you do officially sign the contract.
Oh, cheers, guys. I really appreciate you having me on.
Not a worry. Sean Millichamp, boss of the Central Coast Mariners, thanks for your time.
Cheers, guys.
He didn't commit to giving us an exclusive, did he?
No.
MG, you had a question. You are going to tell us what the Kangaroos need to fix ahead of their test match against Tonga this weekend in about 10 minutes' time. But you had a question about that? You wanted to know if you could make some...
I wondered if, I know Munster was out injured. Is he allowed to go back into it?
He's out for personal reasons, yeah.
And are we allowed to draft any players that weren't in the original squad, say like a Corey Oates or...
If you want to, for the purposes of fixing the team ahead of that test match, I'm going to give you permission.
Oh, thanks, okay. Peter Beattie.
Come on, the Seagulls. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. If you want to win courtside seats for the Sydney Kings...
Oh, this is a great opportunity.
133353, call us now. There's a quiz component coming up next.
Hey! Think you're struggling to get home in traffic? Oh. This guy has to head all the way to Penrith after work. The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Liam Flanagan here, and MG is going to break down the Kangaroo side that lost to New Zealand on Saturday night and tell us exactly what needs to be fixed ahead of the game against Tonga this weekend in about 10 minutes. But MG...
It's not too much. It's just a couple of subtle changes.
You're just going to lift the hood and tinker around a bit.
Yeah, the bonnet.
Maybe do some more damage than...
Yeah, exactly.
The Sydney Kings, they kicked off their season opener against the Adelaide 36ers on the weekend. They went down, unfortunately, but they've got another home game coming up, and don't miss that home game on the 28th of October at Qdos Bank Arena. Tickets at Ticketek. They're taking on the Cairns Taipans, and MG, we've got courtside seats to give away.
How good.
And we're doing it like this.
The Triple M Rush Hour, Sydney Kings Shot Clock.
A little bit of a new thing, MG. The way this is going to work is a contestant will come on the line. We have a trivia question. They can either opt to answer it themselves or you can answer it on their behalf.
Oh, man. Is it a sporting question or just a normal?
We'll get to the question in a minute. Time to welcome in April from St. Mary's. April, are you feeling smart?
I don't know. Maybe compared to MG, I don't know.
Yeah, April, you darling, trust me.
Yes, MG.
You'll be smarter than I am. So I reckon you should have a go at this question.
All right. Well, April, you've got a typical basketball shot clock, so you'll have 24 seconds to answer the question. You can have a chat with MG during that time. Toss it about between the two of you.
Oh, can we?
Yeah, why not? I don't know the exact rules.
We can confer.
You can confer with one another. So, Here is the question. I will start the shot clock at the end of the question. April, you ready?
I'm ready.
How many planets are there in our solar system?
Okay, well, this one's a bit difficult, MG, because there's always been nine, but then they decided that, I think, Jupiter wasn't a planet.
Or Pluto, was it? Didn't they brush Pluto?
Yeah, one of the ones at the end there.
Yeah, it was a little
10
one.
10 seconds.
I can go with...
I'm going to say nine, because I think we've got reinstated.
Oh, eight. I'm going eight.
I've got a... April, are you going with your own answer or MG's?
I'm going eight.
MG.
Congratulations, April. There are, in fact, eight planets in the solar system. Pluto has not been reinstated.
There you go.
Well, there you go. April, well done. So you were smarter than me, MG.
Well, no, we conferred. And you know what? We're going to the April sun in Cuba. Whoa, hey.
April, you have won courtside seats for you and a mate to go along to the Sydney Kings home game against the Cairns Taipans Sunday, October 28th, Kudos Bank Arena. For everybody who missed out, you can grab tickets at Ticketek. It's going to be a ripper. April, thank you for playing.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
That was a good question. Who came up with that question?
Producer Charlie.
Oh, look at him, the big Cheshire cat. Yeah.
He's well-educated, Producer Charlie.
He is. He's very smart.
Yeah.
Year 8 was the best three years of his life.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, MG fixes the Kangaroos.
Oh, yeah,
that's a bit of a tinker.
Against Tonga.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M. Or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. If you've ever wanted to do a tough mother race and you've been looking for a reason to do so, coming up very shortly, MG, we are putting together a team for the Tough Mudder event that's coming up at Glenworth Valley in November. We'll give you all the details on how you can be a part of our team.
I've always wanted to do it, and this is the opportunity to join us and have a mad day of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be good fun. But we need to talk some rugby league Saturday.
Yeah.
New Zealand just getting it done, 26-24. Mal Meninga's first ever loss as the coach of the national team, which is quite remarkable in itself.
Well, before we chat about the Aussies, let's give a big pat on the back to the Kiwis, in particular the coach, Madge McGuire, who, when he named Dallin Watini-Szczesniak as captain, everyone said, what the?
Mm.
But the coach knows his players. He sees dressing rooms. He sees gym sessions. He sees who players gravitate towards. And obviously, Dallin was one of them blokes that he thought, you know what, he's only 23 years of age. He's going to be in this team for a long, long time. He's going to be my captain, and well done.
Because in the absence of RTS, you look at that team, and obviously, Mannering as well with his retirement, but the captaincy, you look around, you think, maybe Sean Johnson.
Proctor.
Or maybe Warrior Hargraves.
Bromwich.
There were so many other players that jumped out as captaincy material, but DWZ probably not in the top half dozen.
But again, a big pat on the back to Madge McGuire for doing that. That showed a lot of kahunas to do it, and it paid off because he was in the top three players on the night, along with, I think, I think at the moment New Zealand have two of the best players in their position in the world at the moment. Joseph Manu is the world's best centre at the minute.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Because we were saying the same thing about Latrell Mitchell two or three months ago. Yeah. After Origin, he was the best centre in the world. And, well, I think Manu's overtaking him as far as ability goes.
Latrell Mitchell came out after that game and said that Manu has the ability to become the world's best centre in the coming years, if not next season.
If not now.
Well, that struck me as a little bit strange for Latrell because...
I know what he's trying to do. He's trying to... It's a teammate. He's trying to be positive. I don't think he's putting himself down at all, and I don't think he's being detrimental to his own ability.
Okay.
I think he's just kind of being a kid. Been a young bloke. And who's playing? Name me a front rower in the world who's playing better than Warrior Hargraves.
Mm.
Wow. The last month in the competition, maybe the last 6 weeks, especially after Napa was suspended, and then that game the other night, he should have got man of the match. I would have given him my man of the match because without the forwards doing what they do, the likes of Johnson and the likes of young Smith at dummy half, it was fantastic as well. And the likes of Dallin and, you know, the wingers and centres, you need your big men to roll their sleeves up. And the game was won and lost just on stats alone. 90% they completed, the Kiwis. Australia 75%. Six of the Kiwi pigs ran for over 100 metres, where David Clemmer was the only forward for Australia that ran for over 100 metres. So
Fisher-Harris, 98 metres. Tapau, 119.
Off the bench.
142. Bromwich, 153. Warrior Hargreaves, 182 metres.
Yeah. It was a bit of an ambush, but let's not forget. No Cameron Smith, no Billy Slater, no Jonathan Thurston, no Cooper Cronk, no Greg Inglis. There's three certain immortals taken from the team. And look, it's a transitional stage for the Aussie side at the moment. A bit like our cricketers went through 10 or 15 years ago.
And still are going through again.
Well, they are still feeling
all right, MG. Well, let's just lift the lid.
Oh, you're a mechanic.
You're the mechanic here. How do we fix it ahead of this game against Tonga?
I'm just going to presume that we've got the cards we've dealt with. We can't bring anyone in the same side. Look, I think Keary will come back from that from that head knock.
Nasty.
Yeah, it was nasty. And I think DC missed him a lot. I would swap Gagai and Tommy Turbo. I'd put Tommy Turbo on the wing and put Gagai in the centres. I think Gagai was actually lucky to make the squad in the first place, but that's another question for another day.
Well, he came in through the Greg Inglis suspension.
Yeah. And maybe Corey Oates should have been there instead because he's a big body. I would put Regan Campbell-Gillard straight in the team for either McLean or Woods. And I would put Tyrone Peachey as my utility off the bench instead of Ben Hunt. And I would start Tyson Frizzell and I'd start Jake Trbojevic.
What do you obviously, you want to bring Peachey in because he is a genuine utility as opposed to Ben Hunt, who I know there's been discussions about him moving to hooker potentially.
Yeah.
But he's a half.
Yeah, well, look, Ben Hunt's, he is a kind of a utility, I would say. He can play half, 5-8, you know, he can play hooker. But that's about it. Peachey can play anywhere in the back line. He can play hooker. He can play lock. He can play second row. He is an ultimate utility. He's, if you say to me, define a utility player in the NRL, I'd say Tyrone Peachey is that player because he can play anywhere in the team. And I don't think we should panic. It's the Tongans are going to come out and they're going to come out breathing fire. There's going to be, look, the crowd was disappointing and so should have been the way the Kiwis played in the last World Cup because they didn't deserve a big crowd. But after that performance, if they're playing again this week against the Aussies, they'd see a packed stadium because they actually roll their sleeves up the Kiwis and they bit down on their mouth guards and they said, let's have a go. And they bloody well did, and I love watching it. It's as a proud Aussie, I love seeing Test match footy played in that way.
Oh, I guess on the upside is you talked about the dominance of those Kiwi forwards. You know, at least they're not coming up against a big, strong forward pack against Tonga this weekend.
Very, very meek and mild. Well, that's you know, big Fusatura out wide, Hop Whitey fullback. The halves were a bit of a worry for Tonga because they've got big outside backs, big forwards, but. Man, the Kiwis show what passion can do. And if you have a dig, they can dreams do come true.
All right, the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, back to deliver your MEG. We didn't have one last week for your performance of the weekend.
Got a good one this week.
All right, looking forward to that. And all the information on how to join our tough mudder team coming up next.
I just count money, that's all I do. I count my millions.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Liam Flanagan in here. And MG, we are heading out to do a bit of filming tomorrow morning before the show.
Yep. A bit of Harlem Globetrotters with the Kings.
Was that the theme song?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. We're gonna head out.
Shoot some hoops, man.
Shoot some hoops with Andrew Bogut and Jerome Randall.
Oh, how good.
Which is very exciting. How's your game?
Oh, I used to be good. I used to be a very good basketballer back in about 1985, but now I'm 50, not so much. So I'll be shooting a lot from three-point range.
Yeah, I was never good, so that's going to make life difficult for me tomorrow. That will be fun. Make sure you're following us on Instagram and Twitter at Rush Hour Triple M. Lots of cool social stuff coming up, including that shoot-around with the Sydney Kings. But, MG, here's something else cool that we are doing. Glenworth Valley on November 18th is the scene for Sydney's Tough Mudder. Over 9 km of mud and over 10 awesome obstacles. Do something out of the ordinary. Tough Mudder Sydney, November 17th and 18th. Head to toughmudder.com.au to check out the details. And we are putting together a team.
The Rush Hour team of Micmocs.
You're the skipper.
I'm captain coach.
I'm the water boy.
Yeah, you're Bobby Boucher.
And
the best
part of this is that we're giving people the opportunity to be a part of it.
Yeah.
If you want to join our team, 133353, call us now. We're going to do this all week. We're going to give spots all week.
I reckon we should even let them bring a mate with them.
Yeah, absolutely. We need them to bring a mate with them.
You've got to be fit. Come on, we want to win this thing.
Yeah, actually, I want producer Charlie to run these people through a medical.
Yeah.
I want final sign-off. I want a full diagnosis. I want doctor's records. Because the truth is, whoever joins our team, MG, I'm going to be asking them to lift me over things.
Yeah, well, I'm tall.
You're tall, yeah, but I've got the feeling you might leave me behind.
So it's going to be a Saturday or a Sunday.
We're in the Sunday.
Sunday.
We're going to be taking November 18th, Glenworth Valley. That's when you and I are, and our team is going to
so
be
is
racing.
So is it kind of, like, can we have a few drinks after it? Like a few beers?
That's the only reason I'm doing it, is so that we can celebrate with a couple of frothies afterwards.
Oh, this is getting more enchanting.
Yeah, absolutely. For those, the phones have lit up.
Oh, yeah.
If you are missing some mud in your life, try Tough Mudder Sydney, November 17th and 18th. The details at toughmudder.com.au. We're going to be giving you a chance to join the Rush Hour with MG's Tough Mudder team all this week on the show. Producer Charlie, looks like he might be vetting some people. I think he might actually be having to put them through a full medical.
Did you say 9 Ks?
9 kilometres of mud with over 10 awesome obstacles.
Oh, man. So what's that going to take us, about 3 hours, maybe?
3 hours?
Yeah. It's up to your friggin' elbows in mud, mate. Then, like,
seems really slow. Let's find out. John in Mount Druitt.
How are we, boys?
Hey, Johnny, have you done this before, mate?
No, I haven't. I'm willing to give it a shot.
Oh.
Well, it doesn't sound confident. I don't want you to be willing to give it a shot, John. I want you to be ready to smash it out the park.
He's from the Druitt, mate. He can do it. He'll have a go at anything.
Exactly right.
John, are we physically fit? Talk us through your athletic CV.
Physically fit. I'm a level 2 referee out in Penrith area. Played rugby league nearly all my life. Coached my son's side, so fairly active.
Okay, and who's going to be your plus one?
Probably my partner or a mate. I haven't actually really had much chance to think that over yet.
Okay, well, Johnny, welcome to the Rush Hour team of Big Mox.
Welcome to the team, Johnny. You just got to be at them. As long as they can lift 75 kilos or whatever I'm weighing in at the moment, you're welcome.
115 kilos.
I can't believe how much love you're getting from referees at the moment, MG. Johnny Mount Druitt, the first member of the Rush Hour with MG's Tough Mudder team.
Good on you, Johnny.
The MEG for Performance of the Weekend coming up next. The Rush Hour with MG. It's Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M. Or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
Oh, what a good song.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Liam Flanagan here. Mark Guy is back. He's refreshed. He's flying.
Back, baby.
And the best thing about you being back is that this is back.
So many notable nominees this week, Liam, in the world of sport who this award could have gone to, namely Usain Bolt with the brace, Dallin Watini-Zelezniak for leading his country to victory.
Yep.
But there's a...
Can I give another notice?
Please, a shout-out?
Mark Leishman, Aussie golfer. We don't talk a lot about the golfers on the show, although the Australian Open of Golf is going to be in Sydney in November. But Mark Leishman won his fourth USPGA tournament yesterday, the CIMB Classic. He pocketed $1.77 million for the win, so he probably doesn't need
the MEG.
The MEG.
But the Gillaroos and the Silver Ferns for another classic game of women's rugby league. It just keeps on keeping on the game. But the winner of the MEG this week goes to a young bloke called Mick Schumacher.
It means everything, to be honest, because it's the first real championship that I've won, and I've won with a lot of hard work, not only from my side, but really the most work came from the team, and I'm really just grateful for what they've done.
Such a level-headed kid for such a famous father, who we still don't know what's going on with Michael Schumacher.
But so that is the son of Michael Schumacher.
Son of Michael Schumacher. Won the F3 at 19 years of age, Formula 3. We're going to hear a lot more of this kid because if he's half as good a driver as his father was, he's going to be something special.
When he first started racing, he raced under his mother's surname.
Just to relieve the pressure.
Because of the pressure. Yep. But even at the age of 19, to step in and race under the name of Schumacher, one of the greatest names in motorsport in history.
It's a great tribute to his father.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely a really good
tribute. And you reckon he probably carries... no doubt his father would have taught him plenty about the racing game before his tragic accident.
Yeah.
But
I hope we find out more about what's going on with Michael Schumacher too, because it's one of the mysteries that since he's had his accident, we don't find out too much about it, isn't it? It's kind of kept in-house. So I hope he's improving.
Yeah. Fingers crossed that, you know, he continues to improve and gets to enjoy the burgeoning racing career that his son's set about to have. Congratulations, Mick Schumacher, winner of the MEG. MG, we are almost out of time. As I said, tomorrow morning we are going for a shoot-around with the Sydney Kings.
Mm-hmm.
Is trash-talking fair game? Just quiet between you and I?
Not when you're 5'4", mate. You can't be doing
that. But that's all I can do.
No, but you can't. Not when you're playing as Bogues. He's 7 foot.
No, can I trash talk you?
Yeah, you can.
All right.
He's Liam. I'm MG. Stay random, Sydney.
Tools down. That has been the Triple M Rush Hour Catch-Up Podcast for Kennards Hire. They've got what it takes to make your job easy. Kennards.com.au.